Alan, if you would, first of all, tell me your name and where you're from and what you do.
My name's Alan Brand. I live on a five-acre spread just inside Miami County, Kansas, just south of Overland Park, about 7 miles. I'm a commissioned officer for the U.S. Public Health Service, so I work in Lenexa, commute 20 miles each way to work, just wouldn't live in town, love the country life.
Well, we had an Outlook conference here for country living with a lot of people that represent marketers who are trying to figure out how to reach people like you with products and services that you would need. What would you say to them about living the country life, and what does it mean to you, first of all?
Well, living the country life isn't a lifestyle for me as much as it is a way of life. I've lived in the country all my life. I was raised on a horse ranch. We showed quarter horses at halter all over the central and eastern United States. Went to all the horse sales in Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma. It's just the way I grew up, and it's just the way that I want my children raised, because I firmly believe that when children have chores and animals that they have responsibility for, that it makes them better people. It makes them better members of society, makes them better and able to handle any, you know, crisis that might arise in their adult life, because they know, you know, from experience that they can get through things. It just gives them a lot of self-confidence.
So what would you say to these marketing people that want to reach you? What would be some ways to, if they want to get information to you, what are kind of, where do you go for information, especially when it comes to things you might want or need to do project-wise or purchase-wise for your place?
I do a lot of research on the internet. My parents ran a small business when I was growing up, so my first instinct is to try to buy local as much as I can. I support businesses that support the activities that my kids are involved in, and not just my kids, but, you know, kids in general. 4-H, FFA, people that help support the youth groups for our church by helping them with fundraisers, donating stuff. You know, that's the way to reach me, is if they're involved with kids, then I will research out those companies when I'm ready to buy, and I just do business with them. I'm a firm believer that if I'm going to do business, I'm going to look you in the eye. It's going to be face-to-face. I don't buy hardly anything off the internet. Like I said, I'll do my research. I'll find out which brand and which model it is that I want off of the internet. But when I get ready to buy, I'm going to go look somebody in the eye, because I'm not going to do business with someone that I don't think is trustworthy, first off. And second off, I want to support the businesses that support kids.
So what do you think about the idea of having an association like this Country Living Association to be a resource or provide a place you can go to for information if you need it?
I think it has a tremendous amount of potential. If there were some way to consolidate in one area the information that I routinely have to go out and search the internet, you know, for endless minutes to find, you know, if they kind of had, like, you know, a topic, say I'm looking for a small tractor, you know, 35 horses or less. So they have links to the various manufacturers that have small tractors in that category, and you can kind of do a comparison or something. You know, I think stuff like that would be great. It would help tremendously. It would save a lot of time, and it would put resources in my hand. Because when you go to buy something, when you go to the dealership, the last thing they really and truly want to see is somebody that's prepared. Because somebody that's prepared is ready. You know, they know what the thing is worth, especially when you're shopping for cars or vehicles. Dealers hate to see you come in with information off the internet, because they know that they're not going to be able to put one over on you.
So what you heard from the people who were at the Outlook conference, what do you think about what you heard and the kinds of things they were saying and interested in? Did you feel like they were getting it, so to speak, in terms of what you're all about, or people that you know like you?
I saw a couple of lights come on during the conference. You could see people that look on their face and they start nodding their head like, oh, okay, I finally understand. But yeah, I think that they are. you know, John Deere's an example. I talked to the John Deere representative for quite a while afterwards. They get it. They understand, you know, and I understand that they're not their market. They're not going to make their living off my market. We're a small part of their market, but they understand and care that, you know, that segment is real human beings that do consume items that they manufacture and sell. So, you know, that's the important thing, is that, you know, that we're not like left out in the cold just because we are a smaller segment of the marketplace.
I really appreciate you taking the time and being part of our conference here. I think we all learned a lot from what we heard from everybody, including yourself and the other participants in that panel. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.